the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Special request for Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, listen up. Everybody in Simpsonville, this is for you.
In our neighborhood, Charlene Johnson, and she's really looking good.
Rise Guys.
Paige. You're looking like you never heard this before. Eating chocolate pie, her mama was in the kitchen cutting up chicken up to fry. Zenny's right, Chardo, and up the garden hose.
Okay. What's
your name again? And me, Charlene, we was up and on the toes, and we were swanging.
Swinging.
Little Charlie, she's as pretty as an angel when they sang. Can't believe I'm out here on the front porch and the swang, just a swing. That might be one of the first country songs that, like, because I remember hearing that song, like, on, like, WQOK. Like, that was rock.
Really?
Yeah, and this was like roller skate music too, like Skateland USA. We were roller skating to this. It's crazy.
You just played on the squawk.
Was it really about like,
extramarital activities?
Well, yeah. I mean,
or is he thinking about, you know, what he's got going on?
It makes references in there. It's weird, like the brothers on the sofa eating chocolate pie.
What? Or was he?
I just have my hands in there. I'm doing the I don't know emoji right now. Chocolate pie?
I got an Urban Dictionary what a moon pie really is.
What is a moon pie?
It's a sweet confectionery awesomeness made in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But what do the kids call it, I wonder?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are they? Because they got different lingo than what we got.
Oh, I'm probably wrong then. Kids aren't as, like, I think, like, gutter. I mean, like, that's
Just, you got to.
But a lot of them
you
don't. A lot of them are, like, on a little echelon
innocent.
Higher.
They don't like that.
Yeah, they, really? Really? You called it poon pie? Really? Old man?
Yeah.
Old man. Old man poon pie?
What'd you call it back in the day, old
what,
man?
What do they call it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were working
I don't know if the bases have changed even, like, you know.
Oh, they what's probably don't even know now? What it is. They don't know.
You want to help somebody out. Somebody needs some help. So, of course, when you need help, you got to call in, right?
As long as, I mean, God. Yeah. Yes. I changed my disposition now. I always say let the audience lead the flow. I mean, even though I have stacks of cool stuff here to talk about.
I don't want to call her what I wanted to call her, so we'll just call her April. Did you know what I was going to call you?
What was you going to call me?
I don't know. You just like to sell out in the tail end of a 2 liter being poured out. That was wild sounding. Listen at her. What are you doing, April?
I got to get her going.
Pour that drink out.
Oh, Lord.
I was going to call her Ape.
Oh.
Short for April.
Hey. Oh. Hey, that's not a new one.
Yeah, I was wondering if people called you that already.
I've been Ape from in elementary school till now.
Lord. Hey, you ever thought about just going by Real? Like, that's kind of cool, right?
Real's real. Cute.
It's kind of like Topher Grace. His real name's Christopher, but he's like, I don't want to just be Chris. I want to be Topher.
He's dumbass.
So you
Topher,
could,
yeah.
So you could just be Real.
Be Real.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I love that. Anyway, what do you need help with?
Hi, Real.
As long as it's not financial, we're here for you.
Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to become a P1. I listen to y'all all the time, and I don't know how to become a P1.
Well,
it's funny you should ask.
It is funny you should ask, because Paige is going to tell you how to do it right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Right now. Before I give erroneous information, I'm going to test it out myself.
Oh, I never thought to do that.
I'm looking to see if it's on the website.
Let me test how you really do it. You're supposed to, you know, send your significant other one a penis picture. That's how you really sign up.
Yeah.
So let me send Matt one. Real
that's
quick.
Pain one.
Let me test.
You're listening to Real laughing at me now. Okay, so that thing is not working anymore.
You can sign up for emails, but there's not a P1.
Okay, so So here's the thing.
What are we doing?
No, listen.
As a company?
This is good. This is what it takes. We have, I mean, we're literally a three-person team. And that goes for, like, all facets of everything. Listen to this. I put Fat Boy, I think Paige as well, on this email to our boss the other day. Somebody asked me something about the show, and I was like, God, I probably said, golly, that should be on the internet. So I looked whatever it was. Real, we don't even have bios on the website anymore. Like, I asked Mark if we still worked here because I saw it on the weekend. And I was like, God, did they take us all? Because in wrestling, if you're a wrestler at WWE and your name goes off the roster, you might be fired and not know it yet. It's happened.
Right.
So, this ain't iHeart. We still got jobs. Thank God.
But meanwhile, we come in and they've spent tens of thousands of dollars on this studio with all this stuff. You know, it's all pretty and everything. So, let me tell you what happened.
What do you get when you go to, by the way, when you get a link? What do you get on your phone?
I didn't get anything back.
Oh, I got that, but there's no way to sign up.
Oh.
So you could just be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
yeah,
pick a name and I'll remember.
But that needs to be fixed. I just don't know that stuff. And so
they
what happens is, well, it's here's what it is. It's the way that a company has a team that works on all their stuff. And our company has that works on all the websites. Well, they came in, and I bet I know when this happened, Real. I bet this happened when Stone Man came here.
You son of a bitch. I told you.
After he burned down Rock 1. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they turned into Big Buck Country. And I think what happened is when they integrated something, they took us off. And Mark was dumbfounded by it. Like, he said, God, dang it, guys. No, what's happening here? So that's very disheartening to hear that is not available. And I don't know anything other than tell you, you caught us with what is it? You caught us with our pants down? I don't know.
Yeah.
Not with our pants down, because we didn't do anything nefarious. Yeah. I just don't know what to tell you. I don't know. This would be a fun time to call Mark live.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but here's what I will do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going.
I mean, the fact that you even called up and listened.
I'm keeping myself.
That's the main points.
Give us your phone number. Go ahead. Don't say it. No. Don't say it. What I'll do is I will figure that out, and I will personally call you after the show. Swear to God. Deal?
Okay. Deal.
And I'm not hitting on you. Actually, I'll do Paige. I'll have Paige do it.
Okay.
Simply, I'm going to write this number down that's on the screen. And because that really, I'll tell you something, Real.
$10 when that you would have forgot.
No, I'm better at that. You got to admit, I've really challenged myself wholeheartedly. You quit laughing at him, Real. It's serious. I live alone, and I have a lot of spinning plates, and to stay on top of it when you live alone is very difficult because you have no one else there kind of, hey, yeah. Did you do this yet? Did you do that yet? So I try to mandate that stuff myself. But when this show started, I used to manually do those myself. When people would email to be a P1, they'd email their phone number, their email address, obviously, their name, and their desired P1 name. I would save them all manually on a diskette.
Because we would send subscriptions, like, to kind of, you know, to stuff we didn't want to mess with them.
Not true. No, but
if you get a Harper's Bazaar magazine in the mail,
and I'd bring them to work, and they'd feed it all into the system, and I like curated it. It was like, I mean, at that time, probably like 50,000 emails, and that was the early days.
Wow!
And to note, well, I mean, that's more than that now. Real?
Oh, but I bet.
I want to make it one more, and that's just imagine the ones we've not been able to grab off that. So I appreciate you. Also, are you you're not the same person texting in. There's somebody else texting in.
I got questions for you, but we just don't have time.
What, for real?
Oh, yeah.
What's your question for real?
Well, I had a lot, you know, like relationship situation, kids, that whole deal.
Why?
How old you are.
Why?
Because I'm kind of curious. We got to get to know each other, right? I mean, darn.
There she is, yeah, pouring that bottle laughing. Out. Okay, April, you want to tell Fat Boy your age? I don't know why.
You don't have to.
Well, Fat Boy, I am married.
Okay.
I have one daughter who is 28. And I have two grandchildren are 7 and 20 months old.
No way.
Nice.
God, you don't say, well, I don't sound like I'm old enough to be a grandparent.
So what are you? Are you a nana? What are you?
I'm a meemaw.
Oh,
that's cool. No.
Do you let them pick or do you decide that for them?
That's what my daughter chose years ago with her first cat.
Okay.
I was a meemaw with the first cat.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to have grandkitties.
Grandkitties.
I got grandkitties.
Yeah. Well, Lord. I'll have to see them first before I say that. All right. Thank you. Oh, I misheard you, Pril. Real. Thank you so much.
Hey.
And I promise you, I'm going to figure that out because that's something we've worked hard for years. And to know some corporate dildo screwed it up is upsetting. Okay?
All righty. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
We actually do have a corporate dildos in the office.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. It's
good Lord.
AKA the thumb.
Yeah.
You still have that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I kicked it. I know.
This is the conversation of boys' night. Like every 6 months. When's boys' night? Hey, do you guys still have that dildo? You want it back?
Wow. Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This goes too hard for the morning. I regretted putting this in.
They don't go hard enough, maybe.
Well, you know.
It's pretty hard right now.
Well, you know.
And was he playing sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather hear sticks. Not these.
Sticks with a Y?
Sticks with a Y. Yeah.
Remember all the bands? There was sticks, there was kicks, there was more. Many others.
Kind of scary.
Oh, yeah? What do you expect? Some little Asian girl gonna peek out of a closet and scare you?
Yeah,
remember those movies? Little Asian girl with the white face, big eyes.
Make up your mind, guy.
You remember
she
that?
Asian or white?
Same thing. You can be white Asian.
Whoa. I think I see some balls now. Here they are. Oh, they went away. Back to the sticks.
It's a long minute.
Yeah! Yeah, brother!
Come on, Peloton!
It's my alarm clock, brother!
Come on, Peloton!
It's the devil's ringtone, brother!
Put your horns in the air! Yeah! Pretend there's a bunch of people from Bob Jones chasing you, inviting you to church. Now go forward, Peloton.
Peloton.
Pedal your ass off, Dale.
Skojira.
God, I just looked. It's like an 8-minute song.
Yeah, well, it's like 12 minutes.
God almighty.
I had to cut the first minute and a half off because they were just playing the sticks.
Don't do this at the show.
Yeah. Drummer's tired.
God, no kidding. Like, dude has got on the bowling gloves with carpal tunnel like crazy. That's what my mom called the carpal tunnel gloves. God, bowling gloves.
Jason Hohenstein, this is what I imagine you work out to. But your workout is like, you know, like literally like punching people.
This is probably how he like wrestles bison.
I know. He wrestles animals.
I bet he does. Hohenstein wrestles bison and wins.
That bison wasn't going to throw Hohenstein in the air.
God.
No way.
I still can't get over that. And again, had I not seen it on a news site, I would have thought that is so AI. It looked so fake.
Yeah.
It looked like.
So you saw his old ass flying up a.
Like, you ever seen the one? It's like, I don't know what the original is drawn off of. It's a larger, heavy set woman, white woman, riding a motorcycle going down the road. But then she runs into like a chicken truck and chickens go everywhere. And then she's then.
Trying to eat them.
She bounces into the chicken truck and then she's driving again. And she's knocking all these. Like, it's obviously.
That's terrible.
I saw that. She goes out of the ambulance too, right?
Yeah. Like, it looked like a Fast and the Furious race scene.
She's a great big fan person.
When that old man got slung up in the air, I was like,
can't be real.
I mean, that, like, I want to hear how that older dude, I mean, any person getting hit like that, but being that old, like, dude's probably got to get double hips. Probably he's probably have to get soldier surgery, as my mom would call it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Buffalo Bill was listening to this when he opened the door for, and said, Lertman's don't live here anymore.
God. This is what was playing as they sealed Satan shut for a thousand years.
Well, let me out. I promise I'll be good. Just let me out of here.
Now. And I'm not talking to you, to Sam hell. Altman, when you hear that. I know you want me to refer to you as the Antichrist, but you're not. Mm. You're not.
No.
You're not. That's Bill Gates. Everyone knows that. It's Bill Gates. He's the Antichrist.
Look, he apologized for the relationship ever taking place. So.
Oh, I don't... It's not just that. It's buying up all the farmland and buying water rights from cities. First off, damn your mayor or no, whoever.
Sell that. You're like, an idiot.
I don't get that. I don't understand. But then again, I'm a guy who can't explain how Duke makes power and then sells it to. I can't.
And
I don't mayonnaise. I don't understand it.
How you make a power and
how
mayonnaise.
How you make power and mayonnaise.
And
did like, y'all like say, sandwiches. Hey, are we going to do power or are we going to do mayonnaise? Meanwhile, the other brother's like, I'm doing a sandwich company. Y'all can get off my ass.
Yeah. Right?
The other one's like, well, guess what, guys? I'm starting a college that's going to have a great basketball team in the future.
And the other one was became an earl.
Different state.
And then several others moved to Hazard County.
Oh, Lord.
And yeehawed everywhere.
If your kid's asleep right now, just go in there and just blast the app. And just...
Come on, Peloton! We got a text.
Wakey.
We got a text in that, God, no kidding. That text right there says, I should make this my wake-up music. I would never be late. You'd have a heart attack, though.
You really would. You'd wake up in AFib. You'd have to put a PICC line in.
For real. You'd be like, man, is this sleep paralysis or what?
Oh, my God.
Somebody was texting in when we were talking to Real there, wanting to know if we would do a Ask Us Anything segment, which that's never...
Ask us why you playing this.
Yeah, right.
I'm scared.
Why are you playing Gojira at 7:35 in the morning?
Guys, I was about to be induced, but not anymore.
Oh, listen to Paige. Paige is the why not. She knows it's... She knows it's a woman, though. If it's a guy, she wouldn't say, yeah, let him on. Ask us anything.
She does mind the text a little bit. She's a keeper of the text.
She's better at it. I'm good at reading them and responding verbally, not with my fingers.
That's true.
Although I do flip off the screen from time to time.
I got locked out.
We texted back and forth and said, yeah, sure, call. So.
How you going to lock me out of text? What's wrong with you?
Are you locked out?
Oh, yeah, I can't get in.
You can.
Oh, so now y'all can all text us stuff you wanted to say about Fat Boy, but you were didn't want to hurt his feelings. He can't see it now.
iHeart must have my ID because it don't work no more.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Okay, which person am I going to for the... Is it... Who am I talking to?
Gloria.
Gloria is on... Line number one. Ooh, number one. Gloria, you're the one that wanted... Oh, it makes me think of the song. Gloria, Gloria. 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 Hey, Gloria.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate that song.
I would imagine. I've known girls named Caroline that hate Neil Diamond and Outkast.
Yeah.
And then I knew a girl.
I can see Caroline.
My sister was friends with a girl named Jolene. No crap.
Really?
Yeah. So I can't imagine what that's like. Luckily, no one ever made a song about Matthew. It doesn't rhyme with anything. Turn the page, though. Paige, you got that one from Metallica.
Yeah.
What is your Ask Us question, Gloria?
Well, I don't want this to come across the wrong way.
Well, if it's if it is what I think it is, Madman's seeing somebody. I'm married. And all of Paige's friends are gay. So. But she's not gay, but her friends
she's not.
Are.
No.
Friends are gay as hell. She's not.
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing like that. But I feel like I've wanted to ask this forever, and I know a lot of other listeners are probably wondering the same thing. It's about nine.
Okay.
Well, I always assumed y'all weren't allowed to even say his name anymore. It's been like, I don't know, over a year now.
You know what? It will be actually 2 years in September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy how fast, I mean, like literally how fast time goes? Yeah. It's so wild.
Yep. Right out the window.
But I mean, you know, because he left the show and what we heard was medical reasons, so I thought maybe the company just told y'all you couldn't talk about him anymore. But I just wanted to know, can you tell us how he's doing, or would that get y'all in trouble?
No. It's a good question. And you know, I think what I will say here will probably surprise many people listening, and I don't want to, and I'm not speaking for the room here. Feel free to interject this. Nobody's ever told me not to ever say his name. Nobody. Mm-hmm. There was never a company meeting where they said, don't mention mm-hmm. him. In fact, like I do every now and then, and probably maybe what you hear is like a lot of times I'll call him Jimmy, you know, his kayfabe name. So, which is what I knew him as forever. So, no, there's never been a rule like that at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but here's the part that will shock you though, is that I don't know how he's doing. And I wish I did. I haven't talked to him a single time since he and the company went their separate ways. Not a single time.
Wait, really? What?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't either.
Like the day that I found out everything, like I will, and this is me saying this only myself, not for where I work. The day that I found out that, I immediately started calling him, no answer. I called him, no answer. I texted him, nothing. I called, a text, over and over. I don't even know how many times. Probably a dozen. And probably like 50 texts. And honestly, looking back, I probably look like a stalker. Mm. I mean, probably. Like, but I don't care. I wasn't trying to get like answers on what happened or what. I just wanted to find out from my friend what the hell was going on. Because this wasn't like somebody that I just worked with. I'd known him for 26 years.
Yeah.
And if it makes me look weak or soft or whatever, so be it. I gave a damn. I cared. And I wanted to know he was all right. And I kept thinking that, I mean, I knew he was having a rough time. I worked with him. I thought maybe he wanted space, you know, every now and then. I try. Nothing. Like, nothing. And
yeah, I mean, same here. I can't tell you the last time I actually talked to him. It was before, because, you know, there was a time before he officially separated that he wasn't coming in.
You know, after a while, Gloria, I started doing what I always do. I started to overthink everything. And I started wondering, like, and I'm going to be completely honest, like, was I the only one that thought we were friends? Like, because we worked together all those years, but, you know, for 3 or 4 years, we were friends before started working together. So I start, like, questioning myself. Like, maybe I saw it differently, you know? I don't know. And the truth is, I may never.
Yeah.
I may not.
It's sad.
You know, Gloria, my mom passed away, and when I never heard anything after that, like, from my heart, that's when I finally quit trying. Not because I was pissed off or angry or I hated him or anything. Like, I just figured, like, if he wanted to talk to me, like, he would know how to and certainly saw my efforts. That's it.
Wow, Matt. I had no idea about this. I thought y'all still talked, or I figured y'all would know how he was doing. I can't believe you've never heard from
Paige,
no one.
I mean, like, I'm asking you that, but I know, like, I mean, yeah. And before anybody twists this into something that it isn't, like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm not trying to start drama. I'm trying to, you know, Gloria had the question, trying to answer it, you know, honestly. And, like, I generally hope the you know, I want to call him the boy, because I've known him since he was so young. But I hope the man is healthy. I hope he's happy. I hope that life is treating him well. And, you know, if he hears this or somebody sends it to him or whatever, like, I sincerely wish James 9 McDonald nothing but the best.
Of
and
course.
I mean that. Like, 26 years is a freaking long time. Like, it really is.
Well, Well, thanks for answering that. I know there's a lot of listeners like me, and we all wonder the same thing. Appreciate you taking my call. But before I go, can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Have y'all ever thought about bringing Jeff Lewis Neal back?
Now, hang on a second.
Lord God, is this Auntie Lala?
He is a Russian sympathizer.
Oh, Lord. He's a traitor
to our country.
Yeah. Gloria. Russian wolf. Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
Thank
Listen
you.
Listen every morning.
Appreciate
half live, half on the podcast. Thanks for everything you do.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you.
Have you talked to Mark, Lord?
Have you? All right. Let me get your address and we'll get a rating star.
The latter part is enough to us.
Yeah.
I got the number. Man, that was it. I mean, you get that question privately a lot. I've gotten it a lot.
I have too.
Listen, it would be public.
Yeah.
Well, not so much now that I got, you know, when it first happened. But
again, no one. You know, hand to God, no one ever said, "Yeah, don't say his name anymore."
Just can't play anything with him on it.
That happens. I mean,
I don't get that, honestly, to be honest with you, but can't do it.
You know, I don't either. I lost that. I lost the Paige and I both. Fat Boy, part of yours, like our first 8 years of our show was lost because someone was on it that decided to live a reckless life, and we lost those 8 years of our broadcast.
Yeah.
Then
still
some,
lives the same.
Some hackers took about 5 years of our, I mean, literally like,
stuff that we cannot access. I mean, that does, ever again.
They promised they would release it back, but you know that didn't happen.
Nothing.
Anyway, all right. Yes, 1-800-774. I mean, we can't sit there and like, you know, from a standpoint of like work stuff. Like, I mean, they probably, you know, I would love to give anyone I could an update. But I will say this, when you ask it on social media, like it's kind of, to me, that's kind of...
Like you're trying to start something maybe?
I feel like that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, matter of fact, like on X, someone would tag him in a tweet to me asking how he is. And I'm like, just ask.
We'll tell you if you see us out, like we always say.
Yeah. You know, I ain't hiding nothing from nobody, and you know, nobody is on text or anything, but like, yeah, I mean that. Like, you know.
I knew there would be a separation if it ever happened as far as like, you know, like a period of not, probably not saying anything, but I kind of, because this is a long time, every day virtually for.
You know, I mean, it is. It's you know, one of the bigger shocks of my life, to be honest with you. But, I mean, like.
I hope he's in a better place than what he was when he was here, because it was not fun to be around for the past year.
You know, the same, you know, well, I use the same analogy, but like, you know, with my mom, like, and I know it's like fifth time I missed her today, or I mentioned her today. I miss her every day.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting ready to, the house about to be sold, so it's kind of on my mind a lot. But when I miss her, I think about like, well, she's better off. Like, she is not hurting anymore.
She's not in pain.
So, if this was not meant to be what was to be, then I, honest to God, hope that he's in a better place. And if you know him, let him know I said that. We'll be right back. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you, Moore.
Did you get that text? This came through.
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were logged out.
Nine said y'all kiss his ass. I'm just kidding. He didn't text.
Oh.
I'm probably blocked.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know that.
If I see him somewhere, I talk to him. Like, well, I imagine I'm going to run into him at some point. You know, I hang out near where he lives. So.
God, y'all run into each other. It'd be like, boom. I think there'd be some kind of like.
Like, I know some of his eateries, like, or some of my eateries, too. It's bound to happen.
Yours are all of them.
We want to, you know,
wow.
Famous badge suit place. I don't want to give him a plug, you know, but we like to go there a lot.
What did you say?
I'll probably see him. There's the inside joke.
He has to be there. They misspelled. You know, sometimes the person putting up the sign doesn't want to spell the word all the way, so they just put veg soup, and then some prankster come and change the E to an A, and...
Okay.
They get a lot of like local fame out of it, and it goes viral, so they leave it.
I will say I do miss when he get mad at somebody and just like completely just unload and say all kind of bad stuff.
Oh yeah.
or you know the least little thing would piss him off. But that was, you know, that compounded for a little bit there into like real anger.
Oh yeah,
that wasn't fun.
It was, you know, and a good bit of pain. It's not my place to even talk about it. I haven't talked to the guy for almost 2 years, so I can't tell you any updates on stuff.
Is there any coming back from any kind of relationship after 2 years of just radio silence? Like, I don't know. Relationship, definitely not. Like, friendship, maybe.
Trying to think in my life where, like, you ever done that where you, like, you just thought, not that someone's written off, but you're like, oh, well, well. And I mean, then, like, it just...
You'll be cordial, I guess, but there's no... Like, you're not going to try to open a door of, hey, let's hang out or...
See, with...
Tell a dirty joke or whatever.
and it's not like... Let's say that we're talking about Jeremy Clements. Just to just...
No, I don't even want to put it out there.
Well, let's just say... Because I'm not using that as the example, but, like...
Let's say Party Man Dan.
Well,
we'll sacrifice him.
No,
to
the I want him to call again.
Paige just don't want him to message her.
I think you intimidate him or something, Paige.
No, I actually talked to him. Texted him a couple of days ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you send him a...
No, we were talking about the senator passing away.
Send him old TP?
Like with me, so I'm big on the word trust. And... Not that anything, like, there's no trust that it was broken there, but when somebody, like you said, radio silent, you know, the pun intended, but, like,
yeah,
it could be, like, I'm trying to put this in a poignant way and also a meaningful way, but I'm picking my words very, very wisely.
That's smart.
Well,
will you take a question?
It's the first time I've ever done it, Paige. I'm having a rough time with it.
Yeah, apparently.
Let me. So, like, I can't use any example particularly, but, like, you know, in life, let's say, like, somebody done you dirty or whatever, and forgive, not forget, and that wall that was put up. In the meantime, it's really tough for me to kind of let it erode back down. And I'm not talking about with him. I'm saying that with anybody. Let's say that, you know, let's say that I had a cousin that, you know, I can't think of a proverb. It broke into my house and robbed me.
Oh, my
and
God.
I found, what happened to Kanye? He stole his laptop.
Yep.
His cousin did. And you know, and then finally, after a while, my cousin said, fine, here's your laptop back or whatever. Like, I would say, thank you for finally doing the right thing. But me ever trusting that person is very, very slim.
There's no going back.
Yeah. I forgive, don't forget. And so... Not that anything is to be forgiven here, but that time, that distance, that separate, it, to me, it's not necessarily the time makes the heart. What is that phrase?
Fonder.
Jane Fonder. I think that is.
Whatever that thing is. Like, to me, it makes that kind of disappear off into the desert like a mirage to where, like, all right.
I want to ask you a tough question because it won't ever come up again. But
I'll either answer it or we'll go to break.
Okay. When you didn't hear from...
We'll be right. I'm just kidding. Go.
No, we really do.
Go. For real. Go. I don't want to be called whatever. No, do it. Is it yes or no?
God dang it!
I'm trying to help you, man.
When you didn't hear from... we'll just say certain people. Nah, I can't do it that. When you didn't hear from 9 after your mom passed away... Did you think then, like, this might actually be, not hate, but, like, you know, like a real big dislike? Definitely a disconnect, but...
No, hurt. I don't mind saying it. I don't give a damn. I'm 50. I'm a man. I don't care. It hurt. Yeah. So that's it.
Because I didn't go to the funeral, but I was here. Like, I was texting and whatnot.
Well, so, yeah. You don't go to any funeral,
so we don't hold it against you.
No, but if there's a wedding with an open bar, he's first
right
to
there.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.